back with copies of the linen. While you're distributing copies of the minutes, I'm told we this committee now has a new researcher, Mr. Litavo Givesonare. Okay. There is our researcher. Why is that we are not welcoming you? Okay. No, thanks. Welcome, Chief. I think you will definitely get the necessary cooperation from the committee. You are a very good team. And we hope the expertise that you are bringing along to the committee is coming very, very, at the very opportune time when we definitely need your assistance in that regard. Can we go straight to the minutes of the 16th of February? Starting with page one, it's only committee members' names. Page two.
The second paragraph below opening and welcome. The second line, so this is written in African. So we delete.
Oh, Miss Tosetin, Honorable Fan Tosetin in Africa.
Yes.
Okay. I think we'll correct that. Any other correction, Fanda?
In terms of the section where it says the DA objected to the list of names, it was on two grounds. It was that it was not diverse enough, and that it didn't, there weren't enough qualifications in terms of the Broadcasting Act. So can I just ask that that second bit to be put in?
Where are you?
Am I jumping the gun?
Where are you? We are on page two of the minutes.
Sorry, I'm on page three.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Page two. No, in no further input on page, corrected on page two, no? Page three.
That's where I was, page three. Not diverse enough and not enough qualifications in terms of the Broadcasting Act.
The Modern Alliance objected to the list of names, stating that it was not diverse enough, and what else?
Sorry. And if it didn't, actually, it's fine. I mean, it's not diverse enough captures. It's okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
I think it captures everything.
Yeah.
So the Democratic Alliance objected to the whole list.
Let's not go back there.
Okay.
It's important to know.
Sure. Any other correction? None. Can we get a mover and a seconder for the minutes to be adopted? Honorable Binda is moving. Any seconder? Honorable Mashova. I think that takes us to the end of this meeting. But earlier we...
Sorry.
Yeah, Honorable Khan.
Khan and Dasset.
Yeah, no, I'm there.
Okay. Matters arising from the minutes. Page two.
Let's say.
You have issues.
Agenda. Consideration of independent communication authority.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Page two on the cover.
Yeah.
Progress on where we are. When are these names going to the assembly? an idea?
No.
Sir, Kevin?
Can you chop us in because of this week being like the budget this week, the NHLS assured me that they will put this matter at their earliest convenience. They are also aware that this is a long outstanding matter which must go to the House urgently, so as soon as they see a gap or an opening, they will put that matter on the House agenda. Thank you.
Okay. Obviously, the next one is...
Maybe I'm lost. When we were discussing this issue of ITASA, the issue of when these other two will be advertised, it was raised, and it was not captured here. I remember that we have agreed that the last two must be advertised on the 16th of February. Unless if I was dreaming. That's why I'm saying that it is not captured here. Because we said that, we even came up with the date that the 16th of February, the two positions must be advertised.
I don't think you were dreaming, Honorable Kekano. Yeah, I think I remember something in that direction. We said we need the two to be advertised as a matter of agency. What I don't remember is the specific date. Secretary, do you want to address?
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honorable Kekana. I'm sure I would have captured it as a date, but what was said there that as soon as the matter is finalized, so in order not to cause the confusion to the members of the public, that hence I was saying that the process of the four incumbent cases being tabled before the House, as soon as the House adopts it, then it's advertised. Because if it's advertised now, then we might get we might be sending a confusion message outside. And thank you to Labour, who had access to the parliamentary papers this morning. Unfortunately, I did not have the other paper. Labour said the matter of ICASA is for the 23rd, which is today. Okay. Just to explain that if it appears on the other paper under further business, it can be today, it can be tomorrow. It can even be on Thursday, but it's probably going to be this week. As long as it is there, then yes. And I also had a discussion with an acting chairperson regarding that ICASA address earlier on when we opened the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Follow up, Chair.
I want us tomorrow not to have a misunderstanding. Maybe this committee should agree that how many days or weeks or months we should advertise a post. Maybe it will assist us. Because listening from what Honorable Van Damme is saying, then you start to ask yourself. But honestly, you remember that we questioned the issue of SABC, how it was advertised. If you all remember. I even asked the date when those adverts appeared to the newspaper. You remember to lose. I called you more than for sure 3 times. Wanted to know the date. So let us do it as transparent as we can. Yeah, so we should agree from here to say that if an advert is out, how many days, how many weeks, but subject to an advice from the secretary, what is the procedure in this parliament in terms of advertising the post? I thank you.
Okay. Obviously, the standard practice in terms of how matters of this nature. Honorable, before I allow chemicals to govern.
So I'm just saying that I think there is a policy, and it's important for us to have copies so we have the same understanding and not to accuse whoever is dealing with the matter.
Okay. That is light of what we have been saying, I won't allow him to come in. You'll just provide us with that document that clarifies standard procedures in terms of how matters of this issue are arranged. But then, in the light of what he indicated about the ICASA matter being on the agenda of the Senate, what are we saying now? When do we want that aspect to be out? In the light of what they're saying, that this matter is on the agenda to this afternoon or tomorrow. Sandra?
Chairperson, just for my own clarity, because I think some of these things happened before I joined the committee. So I just want to be sure that I'm understanding it completely correctly. So at the moment, there are three names that the minister has. She selects four names.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've approved, and she's approved four names. So they're going to fill four vacancies. But at the moment, there are two other vacancies that we still need to fill.
Yes.
So we need to advertise for those. I just wanted to be clear. So,
so I was saying, Jim, earlier there was an... it was not clear as to when is this matter sitting before the National Assembly. But in the light of the information that we just got now, that this matter will serve before the Assembly in the course of the week, what are we saying?
Yeah, let me start with the issue of presenting this matter. I think we have chairperson, deputy chairperson, and current chairperson. Are you all ready to, if they call you today, are you ready to go and present this? That is my question. Or what is the deal?
Thank you, Chairperson. My understanding of the order is like that once an item is under the business,
yeah,
it means it has not been approved debated today.
Okay.
It can be tomorrow, it can be Thursday, it can be next week, Tuesday. But it's just that the NA table has noted it, they have received our report to the table, they have noted it, and they've now put it on the, like, you know, on the agenda for the NA, but it's still under business, under the business. So it definitely won't be today.
No, you're right, Secretary. My question is that, are we ready to present this? Even if it can be tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, or next week, Tuesday, are we ready? Because I'm waiting to see what happens during the first one, when we do this. I really share with Honorable Judges of what happened that day. I was embarrassed, and what about the person who presented? Then that's why I wanted to be clear with what I'm asking. And number two, if it's tomorrow, or if it's Thursday, or if it's this week, let's agree that the address of ICASA must come out next week. And if it's next week, Tuesday, the address of ICASA must come out the following week. Thank you.
I think we are agreeing with the principle, Honorable Chekan. We are agreeing with the principle. If it's this week, then next week, that address must come out.
Yeah.
If it's next week, the other week. But I think the issue that you are raising is very critical. Isn't that you just requested me to be, but it should have been Honorable Sotet who was supposed to be participating in this meeting. Can we, Secretariat, assist Honorable Sotet? Can we be proactive in a way? And not necessarily saying this issue will be dealt with by the National Assembly tomorrow. Can we as well be proactive in case this matter is required to be presented this afternoon as well? Can we do that? Moreover, there is an anonymous of some sort from the committee. I don't think there should be a problem for us if we are called in to present this matter today. So what I'm saying is, we might not necessarily say tomorrow, can we be proactive Salutarians and prepare this report now, so that as and when we are required to do so, Honourable Godet is able to do it on our behalf.
This is what I'm suggesting.
No, you're raising a very good comment. I'm just following up on the issue that you have raised. Are we agreeing?
Yeah, no, we are.
Okay. Proletariat, just do it. And not assume that this matter will be required tomorrow. And say we are ready, even if we are called in to come and present this matter this afternoon. No, I'm sure the report is ready.
Okay.
Yeah. And Honorable Sotese will always be ready to present it on our behalf. Even if it's tomorrow, even if it's Thursday. Okay. The last one is obviously guidance on what we already agreed upon regarding the public hearings for that bill that we're dealing with. On the process. What happened? I thought the issue that we must just be clarified on the normal procedure. What is it that happens until this particular matter is finalized by the National Assembly? What happens? Honourable?
In terms of Rule 249 of the National Assembly Rule, the committee must. Oh, I wish I had it in front of me now. It can either be by way of adverts or a press statement, call for written submissions, and then for those people to come and present. So I think it's up to us as the committee to decide whether we want to do an advert and a press statement, and then decide on a date when we want to send submissions to the invite.
What is the difference between this one where we release the bill for people to make inputs, and the option of us going to them requesting input? What's the difference?
I'm not sure.
Who would want to clarify on that one?
Thank you, Chairperson. The process from now, since the committee has agreed that it will be calling for public submission, what we'll do, we'll probably meet and then look at the dates and all that, when can the asset go out and how long is it going to go out for. And then once the ruling date, then we have lastly now we have the research and then the asset that working together with the committee advisor to look at the submissions and summarize them and look which submissions are really relevant and which are not. And initially we'll be sending out an advert to also request people to indicate whether they would also like to make oral submissions to the committee. So it is then when we call for, like when then after they see the submission has been summarized and realize that on the committee and see what is on the submissions, then we call for the public hearing. It is again up to the committee whether they want to hold those public hearings near Parliament or if they want to go to various provinces. That will also be informed by the number of submissions received. Thank you, Chair.
So which route are we taking? Because my take is that we are dealing with a very sensitive matter, and it will be wrong to expect all people who have got interest in this particular matter to come to Cape Town and make a representation for submission. I don't know if it's not feasible for us to go the route of us going to provinces, say one provincial gathering of some sort, call all the stakeholders together and say, this is the situation, what are you doing? One provincial session. And then and calling all the stakeholders together. I don't know. So like I can say, of course there will be those who will have the financial muscle to come to Cape Town. But obviously, the majority of our people might not necessarily have that financial muscle to come to Cape Town for presentation. What are we saying?
Yeah, Chair, let me start by saying that I support the proposal by Comrade Manish. We don't know, subject to advice, or do we have a luxury of 9 days, or a budget of 9 days to go to each province, I don't know, and make sure that we engage the communities on this issue. But also the professional world needs to be engaged. I support it. So let's get that advice. Where is that legal advisor to advise us? Sure.
Now in this area, let me allow Honorable Sekesi Fandamis here something, and then you'll
I'm just looking at that time that we do agree in principle that we have to go to provinces, but I'm not sure if we'll have enough time to deal with the logistics as to, you know, something like sleeping in one province, do things in the morning and leave that province to go to the other one same day, and maybe do it in the afternoon. Can we maybe not deal with such politics in this committee now, but maybe submit something after we've applied our minds?
Can we leave it with the Secretariat to put together a proposed program of action and come and present it to us next week on Tuesday when we meet to say this is what we are proposing, and then we'll take it from there. But in principle, we are saying we will appreciate the situation where we have at least one provincial gathering where all the stakeholders will come together. That's the principle?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Any other things before we are done? Still on this one?
Aye.
Okay.
Any other business?
No, mine is not so much. It's only the reminder to Timbikos to say that I remember one time we took a decision that we are no longer prioritizing big newspapers. Please, whatever you will be doing, including even those adverts you're supposed to do in future, prioritize all the community media house. Forget a little bit about the newspaper.
Now you are put on also in the light of the authority makers as by the president.
Yeah.
You are put on.
And transformation
as well. So, and transformation as well. Can we agree that they take us to the end of this meeting? Honorable members, thanks very much for the cooperation and the manner in which we have handled what was before us. Until we meet next week, thanks very much.
Sure.
Thank you.